At Bridgestone, we are accelerating our efforts to create a more sustainable future for generations to come. Learn more about our Bridgestone E8 commitment at whatreallymatters.com.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, June 15th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. The death of an icon is upon us. After nearly three decades, Internet Explorer is being retired. The web browser was many people's first portal to the World Wide Web back in the day. So, what does its end tell us about the past and future of the Internet? On today's show, our reporter Alyssa Luckpat joins us to discuss the legacy of Internet Explorer. That's after these headlines. In the competition for streaming dominance, Apple has drafted Major League Soccer to its team. The two have struck a 10-year agreement that'll make the Apple TV app the home for all MLS matches. MLS is the most significant American sports league to move all its games to a streaming service. Last year, Amazon reached a deal to stream 15 NFL games a season on its Prime Video platform. Ford is recalling nearly 49,000 of its electric vehicles, specifically Mustang Mach-Es made between May 2020 and May 2022, over a safety issue. In a letter to dealers dated Monday, the company said it's possible the car battery's main contactors or the devices for electrical circuits could overheat and lead to the car losing power. Owners will need a software patch, which is expected to be rolled out next month. The crypto exchange Coinbase plans to cut almost a fifth of its staff. In a letter to employees, CEO Brian Armstrong said the company had grown too quickly and warned that a potential recession could lead to, quote, another crypto winter. The prices for many digital currencies have plummeted this year. And as our markets reporter Vicky Wong says, that lower investor interest is bad for exchanges like Coinbase.
The crypto trading activity has experienced a significant drop this year compared to the bull market last year. And being a US-based exchange, Coinbase is also limited in terms of the number of services and products it can offer. And all of this has contributed to the current situation that the company is experiencing.
You can hear more from Vicky on last night's episode of our sister podcast, What's News? And speaking of crypto, do you have any questions about what's happening in the sector? Do you want to know more about what's causing prices to fall, or how regulators are reacting, or even just how stablecoins, DAOs, and NFTs work in the first place? Leave us a voicemail at 212-498-8852. We'll be answering listeners' questions in an upcoming episode. Once again, that number is 212-498-8852. Twitter is holding an all-hands meeting tomorrow, and Elon Musk is set to participate. That's according to an email sent to staffers this week from CEO Parag Agarwal. It'll be the first time Musk will speak directly to the social media company's workforce since he began his $44 billion bid to acquire it in April. And Meta has released new parental controls for its Instagram platform and its virtual reality products. Instagram will now let parents set limits on what hours their teens can use the photo-sharing app. It'll also redirect teens who dwell on certain content for too long. But our personal tech news editor, Shara Tipkin, says these new tools really put it up to teens to act.
So the teens don't have to switch to a different topic. They can ignore it. They have to approve their parents having any sort of supervision. They also can remove that permission at any time. The parents will get a notification if that happens, but Instagram is really trying to give parents some sort of supervision over what their kids are doing, but also make sure that teens still have autonomy and are able to use the apps the way they want.
As for VR, Meta's giving parents some say in what kids can do with its Quest headsets, like blocking particular apps, seeing how much time they're spending in virtual reality, and viewing their Oculus friends list. But much like with Instagram, teens will have to initiate the process. All right, coming up, the tool that brought many people online for the first time is going away. We'll discuss the end of Internet Explorer after the break.
At Picasso, we don't share time, we share ownership. Because with Picasso, you can co-own a luxury second home for 1/8 the cost. Decor, scheduling, and cleaning all included. Learn more at Picasso.com. That's P-A-C-A-S-O.com.
It's hard to remember a time when nearly everyone wasn't on the internet. Well, here's a blast from the past. A clip from 27 years ago.
What's up here? What's happening, Susie?
Well, right now we're in the online pavilion, Jay. And we're looking at the homepage for Windows 95 on the web.
That's comedian and former late-night talk show host Jay Leno, speaking with a representative from Microsoft at a launch event for Windows 95 in 1995. They're talking about what was then a brand new web browser, a pathway to the World Wide Web, which many people at the time were only just discovering.
Microsoft and the Windows team are very committed to making it easy for people to get up on the internet, on the information highway, through great technology and great content. For example, I'm using the Internet Explorer right now to look at our homepage, and web surfers can get there via www.
For a long time, Internet Explorer was the way a lot of people got on the internet for the first time. But as of today, Microsoft is officially retiring it. So, after more than a quarter century, what legacy does Internet Explorer leave behind? And what does this mean for users who still love it? Joining us to discuss this is WSJ reporter Alyssa Luckpat. Hi, Alyssa. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Zoe. Thanks. Happy to be here.
So, Alyssa, can you start by telling us why Microsoft decided to retire Internet Explorer now?
It is a really archaic and old system, and they have said that they have created a new mode on their newer browser to let older legacy websites that were only compatible on Internet Explorer work on this new browser, which is an indication that they understand that Internet Explorer is sort of old. And so it's not entirely clear why they made the decision, although I think we can figure it out based on the writing on the wall.
So, like you say, Microsoft will be offering a replacement once Internet Explorer goes away. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
So for the last year, since it said that Internet Explorer would no longer be supported, it's been encouraging users to transition to a newer browser. It has called Microsoft Edge. And within Microsoft Edge, they have IE mode, Internet Explorer mode, which they say that older legacy websites that only run on Internet Explorer will be able to run on this IE mode, and it will be supported through 2029. And what they mean by no longer supporting Internet Explorer, based on the blog post they've posted, is that they're no longer going to be pushing out security updates and other updates to Internet Explorer.
I mean, there are still people who are fans and users of Internet Explorer. What have they said about the death of IE?
It's really funny because Internet Explorer is sort of the butt of a lot of jokes online. And one of the biggest jokes is that the primary users of Internet Explorer are a lot of folks who are often older who have not taken the time to download a new browser and transition to something faster. And I talked to a 29-year-old man who was saying that his mother still used Internet Explorer and her mind was going to be blown starting on Wednesday when she had to transition away and there were some capabilities there that she would no longer be able to use.
You know, when Internet Explorer was dominant, it was really a sign of how powerful Microsoft was over kind of our online world. Does this shift kind of tell us about Microsoft's role on the internet or kind of who controls our online world now?
Yeah, I mean, we're really seeing Google come to the forefront in terms of internet browsers. This really just signals that Microsoft's heyday is over and Google is the boss now. And it's actually interesting because in 2001, the Justice Department and a number of attorneys general sued Microsoft over allegedly violating its antitrust policy because it would bundle Internet Explorer with its other Windows software so that people had to use Internet Explorer. And these federal authorities saw it as Microsoft taking advantage of its monopoly power. And now we've come to the point where Internet Explorer doesn't even exist anymore. So it's quite a swift fall that Microsoft has experienced with this browser.
Okay, so if we had to sum up then kind of, you know, the life and now death of Internet Explorer and what it means to the internet, and I guess what comes next, what is that?
I think in many ways, Internet Explorer being shut down signifies the death of early internet culture, because for many people, Internet Explorer was the internet. It was the place where you played computer games and, you know, surfed the World Wide Web. And now that we have these sleeker, faster browsers that carry less of this allure of what the early internet meant to people, it really just signifies that we're in a new era of the internet.
All right, that was our reporter, Alyssa Luckpat. Thanks for joining us, Alyssa.
Thank you.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.